Welcome to Jerry Taylor's Tips. Hello there, thanks again for tuning in once again to the podcast. Going to be looking at this weekend's Scottish card in a little bit of detail. Starting off with the Friday night championship game, Dunfermline against Dundee United. The Pars are going off at 15-4 with about 365, whereas the Tangerines are around about 13-20. To be honest with you, I've looked at this game over and over, nothing jumping out, there's no real angle in that I can find, so I'm just going to sit this one out and watch it on Friday evening. Hopefully it'll be an entertaining watch, but as I say, at the prices, I don't really see if there's any, I can't really see any just there, to be honest. On to Saturday now, guys, into the Scottish Premiership. The first game is Celtic against St Johnstone. St Johnstone obviously are going to try and sit in here and grind out a point. They actually got a 0-0 earlier on in the season at Celtic Park. Eye-catchingly, Celtic have, in the two games against the Saints, earned, if you like, 19 corners and 12 corners. So a similar play on a high Celtic's corner total at home against St Johnstone could be the way to go here. Hibs v Livingston. Hibs slipped up midweek. They had the 3 points in their hands in 98th, 99th minute. We added on time there. They shipped a late goal to Ross County and drew 2 each. Yet another 2 each. Since Nick Montgomery came in, 8 out of his 25 league games have finished 2-2. And actually in 2024, out of the 10 league games, Hibs have drawn 4 out of 10, 2 each draw. So who knows, could be one to throw in there a wee bit of a price, 2 each draw there. Livingston have picked up in recent weeks. They've been scoring goals almost in every game. They get 2 in the Scottish Cup, 4-2 defeat at Celtic Park last week. So there's a wee bit of life in the Livy Lions. They're kicking and fighting for Davy Martindale. So who knows, with Hibs being so vulnerable and so poor at the back, that could be a lively encounter with a few goals there. Livy have scored in 10 of the last 12 games. Killy v St Mirren, that's in a bit of a contrast to the previous game. I'm not really fancying goals here. Killy have got Lewis Mayo out suspended, Matty Kennedy injured, and Kevin Van Veen and Greg Stewart look as if they could miss out as well. So this is normally a traditionally tight game with not a lot of goals. For the last couple of seasons now, if you like, it's been under 2.5 goals pretty much this fixture, so something similar would not surprise. Motherwell v Aberdeen. Aberdeen have lost their last 5 away games. Motherwell were on offer there at 7-5 with bet 365, so I would be favouring the hosts there. Motherwell had a fantastic performance last time out, winning at Ibrox against Rangers, so you can't fault that performance. And Aberdeen are in a bit of disarray, you know, changing their manager quite regularly, shall we say, the Dandies. On to Ross County v Hearts. This is going to be my podcast pick. I think Hearts, the Jambos, at 10-11 is a fair enough price. We bet 365, the early payout. Hearts are solid enough at the back. Ross County are kicking and scraping for the odd point here and there. I think the Jambos with Lawrence Shanklin leading the line will be too strong there. And they won 1-0 earlier in the season in Dingwall, and something similar, a 1-0 or a 2-0 to the Jam Tarts, wouldn't they surprise you. Dundee v Rangers is a Sunday game. Probably be looking at something, maybe a little a Telegram bet builder there, guys, so I'm going to put something on the channel for Sunday, on Sunday there for that game. My English pick this week, guys, is going to be Spurs away to Fulham. It's a Saturday evening game at 5:30. Spurs are at odds against, surprisingly, 21-20, 2.05. I would have had them a shade of odds on Spurs, playing so well, scoring 4 goals at Aston Villa last time out was a fantastic result, and Spurs are obviously pushing hard for this top 4 finish, so I think they'll be strong enough, good enough. Their squads get better and better over the last couple of months. Out of the last 12 games, Ange Postecoglou's men have won 8, drawn 2 and lost 2 in the league. So I think Tottenham, the Lily Whites, should have enough here to scrape by Fulham on Saturday evening. In the Scottish Championship, Airdrie against Arbroath. Both teams have goalkeeping issues. Last league game, both of their goalkeepers come off injured, Derek Gaston and Josh Ray for Airdrie. So they're scrambling about to make sure they've got an adequate goalkeeper in position, I think, for Saturday afternoon, both of these. Having said that, Airdrie's first 11 should be strong enough to get get the 3 points from the Red Lichties. Airdrie opened at an eye-catching 5-6. I recommended that early in the week to my Telegram channel members. So we've grabbed about a 5-6. Airdrie are now trading round about 11-20, and I'd both lost 4 goals last time out at Tannadice against Dundee United, and really are struggling at the moment, struggling to score goals this year in 2024 as well. So Airdrie should have enough to grab the 3 points against the visitors there. The next 3 games, guys: Inverness v Ayr, Partick Thistle against Morton, and Queen's Park against Raith. Those 3 games I'm going to put as this week's long shot outsider. 76-1 for the treble, all those 3 games to finish as draws. So Inverness v Ayr, Partick v Morton, Queen's Park against Raith. All those 3 games look tight, look hard to call, and the draws won't be far away there. So a sporting 76-1 treble for the long shot for the channel this week for the podcast. Hamilton Accies against Stirling Albion is the first game in League One. Hamilton are looking week on week, they're looking as if they've not got much to play for. They're going to finish second in league, it looks. They're not going to catch Falkirk in first place, and they're not going to drop out the playoffs. So you can't be launching into Hamilton. The Accies at 183 on. Stirling Albion, there was a little bit of 91 earlier in the week for the Albion. Considering that Hamilton's last 3 homes, they've scraped by Edinburgh City 1-0, despite Edinburgh City have more shots on target than the Accies, and they lost to Annan Athletic and also Alloa at home. So Hamilton's last 3 home games, they haven't been great to say the least. So Stirling Albion there at big prices wouldn't put MD off. Kelty Hearts 95 against Cove 65. That's a game I'm going to be swerving. Kelty have lost their last 4 out of 4 league games, and Cove have got a paltry 2 wins out of 11. Their season really has fell away. So they're still going to be scrapping to get in the playoffs, but it's not a game I've got an appetite to have a bet in, that one, to be honest with you. Montrose v Annan, that should be one for goals, guys. It definitely looks a game that screams out goals. Annan tend to score away from home unless they're visiting Falkirk or Hamilton. They score pretty much every week away from home, or every fortnight. Montrose have been scoring for fun recently as well, so that is a game that looks rife for goals. Queen of South v Falkirk, that's a Saturday evening kickoff live on TV up here in BBC Alba. I'm looking for some late markets to get produced for that game to see if we're going to have a wager in that one. So you've got to fancy the away side there. Queen of South are on a horrible run, and the pressure's really on Marvin Bartley, and they could fall into a relegation playoff position if they don't start scraping some points soon, the Dunhamers. Edinburgh City at home to Alloa, Bet365 aren't bothering to price it up, but the likes of Paddy Power have got City at 13-1, Alloa at 1-9. I think Alloa are the worst for missing Bobby Wales this week. I think he's away with the Scotland unders team, so they'll not be at full strength, but they'll be strong enough, you think, to get by Edinburgh City. But Edinburgh City have been giving a good account of themselves in recent weeks. League 2, guys, it's the Bonnie v Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde here at New Dundas Park. Bonnie Rigg are 6-4, Clyde are 8-5. Bonnie Rigg, surprisingly, have only won 1 out of 11 league games in 2024, so you can't be backing them. Clyde are winning a game, losing a game at the moment. 8-5. Temptation is for Clyde, but the weather there will make the park quite heavy if it if it actually doesn't get cancelled, rather, if it rains heavy over the next 24 hours. So I'll watch in brief with that one at the moment, guys. Forfar Athletic v Stenhouse Muir, no really got a strong opinion on that one. Stenhouse Muir are just freewheeling to the league title. Forfar have picked up in the last few months. Forfar 11-5, Stenny 5-4 there. Peterhead v East Fife, 11-10 Peterhead against the form side, the best form team in League 2, East Fife, 94. That does catch the eye a wee bit. They've done the business last week. I gave you the suggestion for that one on the podcast last week, and I think East Fife could be a bit of value, a shade of value there. Spartans 23-20 against Dumbarton. Dumbarton have been disappointing in the last 2-3 months. Their challenges slipped away, and they need to start gathering in points so they don't lose a playoff place to the aforementioned Dick Campbell's East Fife. So it'll be an interesting game, that one. You can see why the hosts are going off favourites there at 23-20. And finally, Stranraer v Elgin. Stranraer's another team that need to pick up some points. If Clyde do find a win or two in the next few weeks, Stranraer could be falling into danger there at the bottom of League 2. Elgin you can't really back Elgin with confidence 23-10 because of their poor away profile, but it'll be interesting to see how that game goes, guys. That's it for this week, guys. As I say, if you want to join my Telegram channel, you can join in March for free. I'll put the links onto Twitter, onto X, so just click on my profile there, you'll get a free month to try out in March. March Madness is the code there. Okay, that's it for now. Have a good weekend. Gamble responsibly, guys. All the best. Speak soon. Cheers. Bye for now.